Hello everyone, how y'all doing today? My name is Osage Afek, commonly known as Joseph O. I will be your host in this intellectual journey. And thanks for joining me. Today, we are going to discuss the role of puppetry in diplomatic negotiations between the Republic of Venice and the Ottoman Empire. More specifically though, we are discussing the portrait made by Gentile Bellini of Sultan Mehmed II of the Ottoman Empire in 1480. However, before we start talking about the object itself, let us first talk about the political events during this time. In January of 1479, the Republic of Venice signed the Treaty of Constantinople to conclude a long and terrible 16-year war with the Ottoman Empire. Venice signed the peace treaty as a result of the Ottomans having reached the outskirts of Venice. Venice had to surrender territories on the Adriatic coast to the Ottomans. The Venetians were forced to pay 100,000 ducats indemnity, meaning that they paid for all the damages caused during the war. Here, we could see how the Ottomans were the victors of the war, while the Venetians lost. Venetian diplomacy at this point was highly pragmatic, opportunistic towards its trading and commercial interest. In this regard, Venetian diplomacy adjusted well to political changes. After the Treaty of Constantinople, Venice wanted to have trading privileges in the Adriatic Sea, which was Ottoman controlled. So, in other words, what I'm essentially trying to tell you guys is, Venice had a lot to gain from diplomacy. Upon a request for an artist from Sultan Mehmed, the Venetian Senate sent artist Gentile Bellini. But first of all, why did Mehmed send this request? Well, according to historian Nassim Rossi, Mehmed had been interested in puppetry since boyhood. Boyhood drawings showed the Sultan's own amateur attempts at art. And Mehmed's interest in puppetry towards the end of his life is also attributable to wanting to cement or immortalize his achievements as the Sultan. For the last reason, Mehmed was primarily interested in Italian literature. Secondly, why Gentile Bellini? What is so special about him? Well, Gentile Bellini was a renowned Italian painter during this time. Starting in 1474, he was responsible for drawing portraits of new Duchess of Venice after elections. The Duchess of Venice, sometimes translated as Duke, was the chief political leader of the Republic of Venice. Gentile Bellini's service earned him the informal title, "state painter." For his responsibility of being in charge of the Ducal Palace decoration, Gentile was the best and ideal choice for the Senate to send upon Mehmed's request. The Venetian government's decision to send Bellini shows the perceived importance of the opportunity to foster cooperative relations with the Ottoman Sultan. Gentile Bellini was a representative of Venice, a diplomat as well as an artist. The literature refers to him as a cultural ambassador. We knew such things existed. Gentile was to serve the Sultan first and foremost. Everything he produced was to satisfy the desire of Mehmed. Now, you guys, for the moment you've been waiting for, let's talk about the object itself. In this portrait, Mehmed is set against a dark background with three crowns on his left side and three crowns on his right side. A parapet which supports two pilasters crowned by an arch framed the Sultan. Mehmed is illustrated with penetrating eyes, a sharp, bony nose, and small lips, which is almost covered by his distinctive beard. The Sultan wears a wrap turban on his head, a plaited shirt, and a heavy-looking kaftan. But guys, here's what is interesting. As discussed before, historians credit Gentile for establishing the standard type of 15th century ducal portrait. The visual representation of the judge or the duke within these portraits serves to show the individual as a symbolic leader representing the Republic of Venice. According to historian Rossi, this is shown by the judge being the sole focus of the portrait. His physical presence is overwhelming the background and the stark, sometimes dark background. Here in these pictures, there's little distraction from the judge or the duke, whichever you prefer. In this portrait we are studying today, Mehmed is drawn in this same manner. That's what's really interesting. Thus, Gentil recognizes his political power as Sultan. Mehmed is the sole focus of this portrait. His physical presence overwhelms the picture and with no distractions. Here, like the judges, Mehmed's political power is represented. The image of Mehmed was framed with the inscription that read, Mehmed, Emperor of Asia, Trebizond, and Greater Greece. Here, again, we see a willingness to recognize the Sultan's power on the behalf of the Venetian Republic. So, we can see how the role of puppeteer plays in facilitating positive and cooperative relations between the Republic of Venice and the Ottoman Empire. Gentil Bellini was as much as a diplomat as he was an artist. Through his sojourn in Constantinople, Mehmed was his master. Bellini's recognition of Sultan's political power within portrait shows cooperation on behalf of the Venetian Republic. Because of positive relations between the Ottomans and Venice, Venice was in fact, after the Treaty of Constantinople, they in fact established commercial privileges along the Black Sea. Thanks for joining me in this intellectual journey. As always, with much enthusiasm, happy to complete yet another history assignment. You know, I had a lot of fun reading this to you guys and talking about puppetry and all that stuff. Hopefully, you had fun listening to me, though I doubt it. Anyways, take care and have a good one. Bye-bye.